Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Well, well, look who's back on the official Challenge Podcast.
We're back!
Yay. We're back!
Can you get rid of us?
We're still here!
I'm Anissa Ferreira, Real World Chicago alum and 16-time challenger.
And I'm Devin Simone, so happy to have these two back. Two-time Challenge finalist, host of The Challenge Aftermath and Real World Brooklynite.
Oh, and I'm Tori Dillon. I'm so happy to be back and honored to be hosting with both of you ladies. You guys have been crushing it. You guys may know me as a 7-time challenger and a 3-time challenge finalist.
Yes, and I am Devon Rogers. And shout out to us. We are now a quartet. Is that four?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I am a 2-time challenger and America's favorite all-star on Big Brother.
Yes. And you guys have heard right. We are back. Anissa and I have returned to your favorite podcast, MTV's official challenge podcast.
And Devon and I had so much fun covering the Challenge USA that Day and I are here to stay also.
Yay!
Boo!
We have all come together for 3 very special podcast episodes. Woo-hoo! Where we will be discussing the incredible documentary series, The Challenge, Untold History.
Oh, it was really incredible, y'all. And I cannot wait to talk about it and get into it with you ladies.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait either. And you know, these first 2 episodes we just watched brought us through the entire history of the challenge, how it started on the real world, where it's going. I feel like these episodes said put some respect on my name when it comes to the challenge. So I think we should start at the beginning also. Back in 1917, Anissa, since you are one of
Rome
the OGs,
the earth.
Do you remember the first time you even heard of the real world? Was it via carrier pigeon? And what were your thoughts?
Not four
well,
scores.
Once they dug me up out of the grave to get my take on the challenge history.
Fuck. I mean, I think it's when I first got cable, maybe.
Okay.
Which was a little later than some of my friends. Mm-hmm. And I think I'd watched it in passing. I mean, of course, I think we all remember Pedro. I think that season, were they in San Fran?
Yeah, I think so.
There were so many controversial and like dynamic characters on that season, especially. I think that I watched that, but not a lot of Real World after that. I mean, I was in high school, so I was doing other things.
Mm-hmm.
What was the casting process like, though? Like, how did you actually get on Real World?
Mm-hmm. I was playing with my band in Center City, and I went home, got a stomach virus. My friends were like, we have to go to this audition. I'm like, I don't really want to go. I'm sick. And someone had told me, like, I'd be perfect for it. And I'm like, I don't know. So I went to, like, an open call. You stood in a line for a couple hours. You got in a group of 10. We talked about President Bush at that time and my thoughts on him. No comment. And Valentine's Day, which also isn't one of my favorite things either. So after that, it was just a couple different interviews. And 6 months later, I was cast for the show.
Whoa. See, mine was totally different. Like, I didn't go in person. And I only decided to audition after meeting Bananas and Kellyanne. They came down to my college town to host a New Year's Eve party. And I remember meeting Bananas, and this fool took a bite out of my ice cream cone, and I just met the man, and I wasn't thrilled about that.
Oh,
but
wow.
I also thought, you know, there's something to these people. So I went and bought like a Logitech camera or something, because this is back before laptops had a built-in camera, you know? So like you had to go buy one. I fully planned on returning it after using it. I didn't though. And I set up my audition tape, sent it in. You know, I was like, if they can do it, I can do it. And 6 months later, I was being flown to New York to be on the next season of Real World Brooklyn. And that like changed everything.
So hearing how crazy the casting process was, what made you want to come back and go on the challenge? Mm.
I said no initially. I was actually asked to do the challenge right after my Real World season. I had the contract, everything. And then I had this bootleg publicist who was like, I don't know if that's a good idea. And then I kind of was like, I don't know either. And so at the last minute, I dropped out. And then I thought I'd never hear from them again. Mm. What about you, Anissa?
I was...
tanning again. This is before like the spray tan took over.
I had finished Real World. I was waiting outside a tanning salon. I got a call on my flip phone.
Flip phone.
I went outside. Yes, I did. popped that thing open. They were like, "Hey, would you like to go on the challenge?" I'm like, "What is that?" And they were like, "You're gonna go out of the country, and like, we want you to come to Jamaica." That's when they told you where you were going. And you're gonna, you know, compete and have fun, and it's like a party. I'm like, yes. So I went, but I think I was an alternate though, because they called me 2 weeks before the challenge started. Mm.
And look at you now. Yeah.
I know, girl.
Look at you now.
20 years later, if you asked me if I would still be doing this, I mean, I would have never known. I never knew it was ever going to be like this.
And the impact you've had, like, I loved watching the doc and, you know, one of the Challenge superfans who was like, I was on a plane and I heard a voice and I thought, is that Anissa? Oh my God, it is Anissa. Like,
I was so mad he had her wedding ring on. I was like, I'm right there. You could have talked to me.
I love that. You are an icon. Yeah. An icon.
Thank you. No, it's really cool to hear those kinds of stories about how people that you think like have these crazy lives and they're filming and they're famous actors mm-hmm. or journalists or whatever really watch our show.
Yeah.
It's such a humbling, like cool, like little thing to carry with you.
And it's interesting because you got to like really show who you were at the point of the challenge when it was like party, party, party.
Right.
And the challenge games you guys were doing were completely different, because obviously when me and Devon got into the challenge, I mean, the game was completely different when we arrived into it. Like,
we came to boot camp, Tori.
It was brutal. Like, watching back you guys and like the beginning of it, it just seems like the energy was so, so, so much more fun. And obviously just it affected so many people. Kim Kardashian watched it. Like, what?
I know.
Yeah, I know, but she's still
Rihanna.
Right. What? But where are our Skims and where's our Fenty?
That's fair. That is fair.
That's all I'm saying.
That is 100% fair.
Okay.
That is fair.
Hello.
Yay.
Hello.
Hello. Yay. I want to shine and wear like kind of like nude colors all of the time that are comfortable.
Right. No, I agree. They know where to find us.
I want to know how you two felt, Devon and Tori. I mean, you came in after. Were you expecting it to be all party?
Man, I don't know what I was expecting, okay? Because I came from Big Brother, and Big Brother is like a complete mind F. Like, that's all it is. Like, that's why, you know, we have such a hard time with you guys when we come on the challenge, because we're all mental. We're all thinking. That's all you get to do in a Big Brother house is think. Well, work out for what? And I have to use my mind in here. And so when you come over to the challenge where it's like, yeah, you got to work out. And I'm like, but my mind is the whatever I've been exercising. I've been working on my mind. And it's like, no, you need to work out and you really need to do these things. So coming into it, I was like, okay, Devon, you're about to be pushed to the point of no return. And all I kept thinking about was, they're going to laugh at you at home if you ever quit. So don't quit. Don't back down. Don't do any of those things. I definitely appreciated the fact that we got an opportunity to have the party part, because you don't get to do that on Big Brother. Mm-hmm. There is no partying. Like, there's 12 of us in a house, 16 of us in a house, and we get 4 cans of beer and 2 bottles of wine. What are you doing?
Yeah. 4 cans of beer?
Yeah. What are you doing? Right? And so
I don't even drink beer, but that sounds terrible. Like, only 4? What?
And so when you get on the challenge, and it's like, not only do we get to, you know, go out and party, we get music. I'm like, what is this? Where am I? Like, you know, it definitely pushed me to, I loved it. I loved my experience on the challenge.
And the parties were so fun. Like, I remember when we did a bridal shower for Nani. Oh. Right. Do you remember? Do you remember we did like a bridal shower for Nani? And then we had Johnny was the stripper.
Little Johnny, because Jasmine had that little skirt on.
They showed a clip of it in the doc. Yeah, that was, you know,
Johnny Bananas.
Oh no, girl, he was at the bachelorette or the bachelor party, because the boys had a separate bachelor. It was Johnny Riley that was our Magic Mike for the season.
Makes me giggle.
And then the bride left the groom and made out with Magic Mike. I don't know. It was a whole thing, but there were a lot of good times.
Yeah. But you know what, it was Tori? I came from a competition show. You came from a love show. So what did you expect? You know, because you didn't come from that competition background, even though you turned out to be a beast. Right. What did you expect when you came over?
You know what's crazy? It's like, I like to think I was on like the bootleg Bachelor because I was just on Are You the One, not giving. I mean, it was very different. The partying was turned up to a max. They would literally come to us and they'd be like, what kind of alcohol do you guys want to drink today? Like, what is your preference? It's not like the challenge where you only have to drink between beer, wine, and you're lucky, vodka. If you're lucky, like, Are You the One was a shit show in the best way. In the best way. I mean, like, I had such a great time. So coming onto the challenge, I was so intimidated. And Devon, you can say the same thing because I came from Are You the One. You came from Big Brother. So when Are You the One first integrated into the show, I remember one of the vets, and I'm not going to say names because I'm not trying to create more drama right now, but she singled me out and she was like, ew, you're from Are You the One, rookie.
Who was it? What did it start with? What's
wasn't
the letter
me.
Start with?
Yeah.
It wasn't Anissa. It wasn't Anissa.
What does it start with?
C.
Oh, that one.
Kara.
Kara.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Okay. I can see her doing that.
Oh, no.
That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah. So the integration was intimidating, but...
It was very difficult to come over, especially when they didn't want, not only was I coming from a different show, I was coming from a different network. So that was hard too, because it was like, oh, CBS, you guys are the plague. Why are you here? You know what I'm saying? And then it also opened doors for Survivor. And it's like, they're all coming over here. Like, it was a lot. It was almost like, are they trying to take over? Are they pushing us out? So I don't know if they were intimidated by us coming over or what it was, but it was more so like, we're going to make you work extra hard. And that was fine for me because you put me in the pit long enough, I'm going to come out a beast.
Yeah.
Right. Anissa, how did you feel having been there from, you know, sort of for so long from the beginning? Like, did you feel a certain way when they start opening up the gates for these shows that...
You know what's crazy?
Be honest.
What's crazy? Because I had taken a break. My ankle actually had taken the break for me. And it ended up missing like the War of the Worlds and all of and Vendettas and all of that stuff, even though I came in as a mercenary, Tori, Jordan and Derek. And I was just so pissed because I used to have a crush on Kyle back then, but I was so never again. I was so pissed that because I didn't get to meet any of the Brits. They seemed so fun. I'm like, I loved all these new people coming in with this like no nonsense attitude, like, this is me. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
All of these new personalities and people, and you do need fresh faces to keep it new and exciting. Because after a while, we do get to know one another. We do either really like each other or don't. After a while, it's kind of hard sharing these experiences with people and not getting close to them.
Right.
Especially if you last a whole season or you win a final or whatever with these people, it makes things a little bit different. And then you go on season after season with them.
You know what, Anissa?
So I was excited.
Do you ever think that, because I know when it comes down to, and we've even seen it with this recent season of Challenge USA, everyone wants to stick with their show, right? Do you ever think that there is a time or a place where you could see yourself being more loyal or building a stronger rapport with someone from a different show than with the people who have been
blasphemy.
With you?
Blasphemy.
It happens, though. We've seen
Tori's
it.
My best friend.
I'm giving her the eyes right now so fucking hard.
I mean, Tori is my best friend, and we, started off a little rocky, and she definitely came from a different show, but she had that, like, that fun spirit, and she was tough, and I was like, I love her, and I'm going to love her until we are platonic soulmates. And now here we are 6 years later, little love bugs. But I do have close friends from the other shows, but I was very like, in terms of loyalty, true to my people.
That's what I'm saying.
But not when they do the wrong things.
Yeah.
Right.
So when it came down to like integrity and how they play the game, if I don't like the way you play, I'm not playing with you.
Got you.
Anissa, you were on Rivals and Exes, and you're on the upcoming season of Ride or Dies, which are basically all of these new themes, these groundbreaking
no,
themes.
No, girl. They're all your themes.
But, are you calling me out right now?
No.
Listen, just because I have Rivals, Exes, and Ride or Dies.
Tori, you be doing a lot,
I know.
Girl.
It's great.
Great casting.
She's well
great
casting.
Oh, shit, man.
No, I really liked when they started doing new themes where we could really, like, work on problem solving. I mean, you were really with your rival. Like, you did not like the person you were paired with. It wasn't like, you're okay, I can deal with it. It was like, we really have to work through this shit because I don't know how I'm going to be able to perform with you. And then exes, it's like, I mean, I'm friends with the majority of my exes, so I never really saw it to be problematic considering I only have one.
Okay, you only have one ex, Nisa, but I feel like you have a bunch of almost exes. I feel like
have some things.
There we go.
That
there
may or may have not have made the light of day.
And can we just for a moment touch on that side eye to you in the camera?
Oh, it was brilliant.
Okay, okay.
It was brilliant.
When you looked up with that smirk, what was going through your mind in
that
moment,
Nisa?
Got him.
Let me tell you exactly what happened. I wish I would let one of these guys on one of these shows, or a woman or anyone, say that something did not happen that did. So I was like, I hope y'all got this up there because this definitely happened a couple times. And not just here, but the men always get away with doing this scandalous shit.
Yeah.
You're going to claim me.
You're going to claim me?
this happens. Damn it.
I love it. I love
so,
it. Dude, but that in itself is what makes you so iconic as a challenger, because you own your shit and you leave it all out there on the field, like, so to speak. Like, yeah. You really do. You put it all out there.
On the bunk bed, on the field, whatever it may be.
Yeah, girl.
Y'all are going to know the truth.
That's the honesty of it all.
It's only happened, I think, once, but I love being in a house with Anissa, because Anissa brings the party, I feel like.
I've never gotten to play with Anissa.
Oh, I know. God. I know. I've wanted you to be there, Davon, all the seasons that I've done. There needs to be an element of, like, somebody witty that can, like, joke around with me in the corner and, like, talk a little bit of shit, but not afraid to then say said shit to other people.
To other people.
Like, that's kind of...
Me and Tori have been there.
Yeah. Drink wine, sit in the corner and be like, oh, God, are we really doing this again? Yeah.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
I want to know, Anissa, what do you think is the most impressive thing you've seen somebody sneak on the challenge?
Mm. Oh, I mean, well, we used to be able to bring laptops, but there
wait,
have been...
Wait, what? Okay, whoa.
Yeah.
Take it back. Hold on, Becca. I'm sorry. What? You could bring laptops?
And cameras. So, like, we would always,
I knew about the cameras, but
take pictures, but Ace would bring a laptop. We'd have, like, movie night.
Ace?
Oh my gosh.
But this we were allowed to then.
Sweet Country Ace?
Yes. And we had a laptop in the house.
Who did the thing that got it unallowed? Because you know for every action on the challenge, there's a right? Like somebody does something effed up and then it's no longer allowed in future seasons. So now what happened that changed that?
Gauntlet 2, we were in the kitchen where we'd have most of our fights, food fights and parties, and people just would like smoke cigarettes in the middle of the house and like talk shit. So I'm sitting there with Katie on MySpace. And we are blogging about what's going on. And they were like, yeah, I don't know if laptops should be allowed, but years
so
later.
So it's you, Anissa.
No.
You're the reason.
No,
you said.
But Gauntlet, wait, but Inferno 3, they brought back a laptop because some people were in school. Some people had work. So mm-hmm. they allowed you like a certain amount of time.
Oh, mm-hmm. that's so dope.
But I've seen people, I mean, like, yeah, like I said on the documentary, like cut a mattress and put stuff inside of it. I brought an iPod one time. I hid it under my pillow and I charged it underneath the mattress so you couldn't really see
it. Fire hazard.
Mm-hmm. You know what? That was not my house. I didn't buy it. And it's not my fault that they didn't check the things how they check them now.
Oh boy, do they check now.
Yeah, I loved my music. That was like my, I can't live without it. So when they started taking away like music and things like that, I was like, well, I'm going to bring it. I even snuck a phone on one time.
Did you get caught?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
I don't think people know that when we arrive, right? And it may have even evolved since I was last in the show, but like you don't get to see your bags when you land pretty much. Like production takes them and goes through to yeah. make sure you don't have contraband.
Well, they like yeah. took my these bloat pills that I had. I'm like, what drugs do you think these are? This is bye-bye bloat. I get bloated on the flight.
Bye-bye bloating.
Bye-bye bloat. It's an all-natural thing. That's
amazing. Yo, so Katie said in the documentary that the best party was Gauntlet 2. Do you guys agree? I don't remember us having like any massive parties on my two seasons, but what about you guys?
I mean, obviously I'm going to be bi. I loved the Bachelor, Bachelorette parties on Free Agents. I feel like those were super. Mm-hmm. Battle of the Seasons, we just fought about hot sauce and lamb. So I don't remember any good parties there, but people stealing the hot sauce.
That sounds terrible.
But Free Agents, that was one of the best parties. And the funeral, of course, for Tamara, which wasn't exciting, but was also fun and unifying.
Buried the
unifying
wig.
I love that.
All right, Peter, that wig.
I'm glad you were there, Anissa. We couldn't have done it without you.
Well, somebody had to sing or hum.
Yeah.
Well, I know that, you know, I've been in some interesting finals, some hard, some harder. Wes has the hardest finals, Arrivals 1 and War of the Worlds 1. Do you agree?
I didn't make it there, but I will say, from what I watched, it looked extremely, extremely difficult. I mean, just like in our current season, people were dropping like flies. The current season of the Challenge USA, people were dropping like flies. Like it had to mm-hmm. be difficult. It had to be extremely mm-hmm. difficult.
I watched it last yeah. night. Mm-hmm. I said, y'all are gone.
Right. Yeah. Where'd they go?
I know, girl.
Where'd they go?
I know, right?
You guys won because everybody quit. So crazy. Know.
That would have been the season for me to be on.
No,
right?
I was pissed. I was pissed. My thick ass would have endured.
Anissa, we could have done it.
Moment.
We could, if we had known,
I would have split with you. I would have been like, well, Devin and
yes,
I are the
girl.
Only ones who got here.
Yes.
So,
and it don't stop till you get there. So take your time and you just get there.
Yep. And we sure would have. I sure would have. I'd still be working on it. They'd be like, well, production's held up.
What about you, Tori? Because you've been in a lot of finals. So what do you think?
Yeah, Tori.
You know what I think? You have to judge what I've learned. Just from my experience, I've only been in finals after Dirty 30. Mm-hmm. So this is like kind of the newer era still. But you have to judge the final based off of the showrunner. Mm. And the first season I did, it was run by Lisa and Ryan Fletcher. And mm-hmm. they had, it was hard, but it was doable. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. War of the Worlds 2, who was also the same showrunner of War of the Worlds 1. So I can see what Wes was saying.
Oh,
that's Booth.
Yeah.
And he was
a
legitimate drill sergeant.
Yeah.
So
yes. Wasn't he a Navy SEAL? I feel like that's the rumor I've heard.
Yes.
It's something like that.
Yeah. I think because Rivals 1 was like Navy SEAL training was like mm-hmm. kind of used to do those things.
Oh,
and
okay,
I'm
gotcha.
Like, I am not a Navy SEAL.
Girl.
So
I am a challenger.
Right. Maybe a SEAL. I wouldn't have been a Navy SEAL. I would have been laid right down. I saw the mountain. Good night. Goodbye,
dude.
Folks. No, actually, it wouldn't have been that. Actually, I would have done it. I mean, the pain is temporary.
Yeah.
I've learned that over time.
Yeah, because you've had a lot of injuries, Anissa.
I know, Anissa.
Everyone
my shoulder still hurts
so
when
I've
I think
done,
of you.
Let's get this right. So I've done 21 shows for them all together. I've done 16 challenges, 2 Champs for Stars, and 1 All-Stars. Uh-huh. Okay?
Yes, drop that resume, queen.
Uh-huh. Now, with those shows being said, that's 19. I've had 3 injuries, 2 injuries.
Okay, what
it's really not.
It seemed like you
the
got
shoulder
hurt.
Though. Okay, the shoulder.
I blocked CT, who was an animal, so that was I was stupid.
Yeah,
broke my ankle. My shoulder came
that
out.
One was
I mean,
rough.
That's a lot of body.
Yeah. That one
fall
was hard to watch. Yeah,
but it wasn't, I mean, it was slippery. It was dangerous. Probably could happen to anybody. But, you know, if I were a football player, I would have heard a bunch of shit by now. I don't know if I would have lasted 20 years in the league. We do a lot of stuff that's unsafe.
Yeah.
For our bodies.
You're Tom Brady, Anissa.
I'll take it. I will take it.
You're Tom Brady.
I need Tom Brady money, though. I need Tom Brady money.
Speaking of the Tom Brady money, so Tori and Anissa, when that $1 million prize on Dirty 30 was announced, especially, and I loved seeing Tori's face was like, what? How much did that raise the stakes for you guys? Like, what were you feeling? What was the, like, mood in the house when you guys found that out?
Well, first of all, watching that clip back, I realized that not only were the stakes raised, but I had to stop learning how to raise my eyebrows and I needed Botox immediately.
Oh, Lord.
So that was this.
Oh, Lord.
Because that shit was so good. I've literally de-aged just by watching myself on TV because I'm like, put Botox in my forehead, goddamn it. So that has to be addressed. So that there's that. But the money, they didn't announce that to us until right before the final.
Right.
So nobody all season knew that was going to happen. And then when they announced it, it was like, you know, you're already nervous. I was a rookie. You know, this is my first season. You're already like, damn, I'm surrounded by people who are legends of this game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
CT is there. Derek is there. Kara is there. Jordan's there. Like Jenna, like just like people who have done it before. And I'm like, oh my God. Like right before competition. So if you didn't think my butt was clenched, you're wrong.
If you didn't think I had the bubble guts, you're wrong.
You're definitely gassy.
So gassy.
She could have used that bye-bye bloat at that time, but it wasn't allowed.
She could have used my Tums, probably. That was a Tums moment.
Yeah. And but I mean, thank God, right? Yeah. Because now from here on out, now you see the precedent is
$1 million
prize. Yeah, maybe you're only going to win a share of it, but still, it's a lot more money invested in the franchise. It elevates the franchise that much more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that brings me to what I said on the show. Like all the people who think like, oh, well, where's the challenge going to go now? Well, mm-hmm. It's only growing. We're only getting people from more shows with different followings. We've expanded globally. Like, I mean, I truly don't know what would be next. Like maybe an intergalactic challenge, perhaps.
Yes, we go to Mars.
Aliens are coming.
The space station.
We're going to go on a space station.
But it's growing, you know? And Devin, what do you think since the beginning of your time on the show? Like,
I think it's interesting, especially watching this documentary, like seeing how, you know, they sort of mastered one way. And I love, too, that this shows just really that The Challenge and Real World are the OGs of reality shows. I think because there's been so many things now, people forget that. Like, no. Like, so many things you see in your favorite reality shows now were taken from the way that The Challenge was done, was taken from the way that The Real World was done. So I really, like, love seeing that. But, you know, I also like seeing that the moments when people sort of thought The Challenge had reached all that it could, they really reinvented, right? So like with Fresh Meat, and we saw Danny saying, you know, people thought like, oh, you're bringing these new people, that's not going to work. And then Fresh Meat in and of itself became an iconic season and like really led the way. And so I feel like just when people count The Challenge out or take for granted its sort of like infamy and its ability, it then does something no one saw coming. And that is just phenomenal. So phenomenal.
And you know what's cool is like the nature of production to allow the growth to happen and to just deal with whatever's coming on the fly, like how fans are responding to it, and just allowing all of like it happened, the progression to happen naturally speaks to volumes with how well they handle change.
Yeah.
And you see this in the War of the Worlds episode that they talk about
with the
how
flood?
With the flood.
Oh my gosh.
What?
And we had no clue.
Crazy.
We had
really,
no clue.
Daybon, they didn't, you had no we clue had no that clue. They had to re, wow.
We had no clue. But you know what? I think piggybacking off of what Tori was saying, I think it's so cool also how they use your stories to come up with these themes as well. Like they really sit back and pay attention to your journey, especially like Anissa, like you, OG, like your journeys and how it has, you know, come to this point and who was a part of it and who is no longer a part of it. And yet they use these for the themes just to, what's the word I'm looking for? Heighten the intensity of the drama of the show, you know, because it's great as a competition show, but without the drama, it's like peanut butter and jelly. It has to be together. You know?
Yeah.
It's true. And it's hard as a contestant on it. You know, you're like, shit, you know about my breakups. But like,
I know.
They're watching in the social media streets. They're watching.
On Aftermath, yeah. Tori tried to hide that little bathroom scene. We saw you, Tori. Mm-hmm. We saw
what are you talking about?
Oh, you're doing it again. Oh, you know, from Spies, Lies, and Allies. Oh. We don't need to go there. You can go right back to the Aftermath on YouTube and watch.
Oh, that scene. Yeah. Well, that was sexual.
I love how one of you were fully dressed though. It's like, what kind of sex are they having?
So, is it I know, kind? Right? Right? I don't know. New things happen all the time on the challenge.
They do. We keep reinventing ourselves.
Speaking of reinventing, so since there are so many seasons and since we know so much greatness is to come, like I feel like the challenge has done so much, but they're only scratching the surface. I'd love to play a little game. Because you guys know how I love games. Mm-hmm. Like a version of F, Marry, Kill, but of challenge seasons.
Oh, got it.
So like that. Which season would you F? Hi, Mom. Which season would you marry and which season would you kill off and why?
Okay.
All right.
I love this.
I feel like I can do it.
Go okay, ahead. Anissa, go first.
I'll kill double agents.
Yes! I hated double agents.
I hated double agents.
Death.
It tested me. I cried so much. I just felt like a piece of shit on Double Agents. It was such a hard season where I looked at myself in the show and I was like, I don't know if I can do this shit again. So kill that thing, murder it, throw it away. I would marry the duel too because I was in the final. I was with my friends. I had a really good season. But I guess I would marry duel one though.
That's
because those memories of like, I think that's the elimination. No, there's duel one and duel two. They were both my favorites, but whatever. I'd like to marry like the moments of duel one. There were so many. There was Diem. There was the elimination queen part coming in. There were all of these things like kind of developing. Mm. So I would love to live in that moment.
Yeah. I like those pictures. They're that. Beautiful.
Thank you.
What about you, Devin?
Tori? Oh.
What about you guys?
Jinx.
What about you, Tori?
Well, I'd have to go along with Anissa on this one. Kill double agents. It was just not my jam. I would fuck the shit out of season 38. That new one coming up is fun.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was it was fun.
And I'm not saying I would fuck the shit out of it because my partner's Devin, because that's my platonic buddy. So I promise you it has nothing to do with my
How's your
partner.
Duck doing, by the way? That duck he gave you.
I still have it. It's in okay. Miami. Yeah. Oh, okay. It's on my front porch. It's literally the entrance
I hope
to
it's
my
still
home.
There.
Yeah.
Cute.
And then I'd have to marry season 37 because I feel like it was a big personal growth season for me. So yeah. But you know, there's so many ups and downs with this whole thing. You could have a fuck, marry, kill moment for every single season.
Yeah.
That's probably true.
That's what I was going to say, you know, of my two little seasons. When it comes to War of the Worlds, that would always be my baby. Like, that would be the one, because I feel like that was my growth story. And then I left, I like vanished and never like showed up again. But that was my growth story. I would literally F, marry, and kill that one season because I would kill it because of my partner. Like, oh my gosh, like he drug me through the mud. I feel like 99.9% of the foolishness that I was in was because of my partner. So that's why I would like kill that season, but I would also marry it and F it because the killing floor queen was birthed right there. Like, oh my goodness. Every time they threw me down, I came right back. And that's what showed me how much of a fighter that I am. Like, we were talking about it, Devin, and I told you, no one eliminated me from season 33. No one took me out. Right. I left on a purge, right? A little.
We're still going to work on your social game, though. We've talked about
whatever.
That.
Whatever. But I feel like Tori would agree to that, but that's another conversation for another day. But I definitely would give all of them to that one season because that was the one for me. That was the one for me.
I love it. For me, I feel like I would absolutely marry Free Agents. That has my heart. I feel like it changed me as a woman, as a person. I still carry it with me today. It was the greatest moment of my life. That I didn't know that I needed. I would kill the island just because it sounded like a real struggle bus. Like, it just didn't seem fun and great. And the fact that Booth was so nonchalant when he was like, oh, they're stealing food. I guess we should feed them. Like, you know what, Booth? So I'd kill that. And then I guess I would F Battle of the Seasons 2 in Turkey, which is my first season of the challenge. Not because it was particularly great. That final, though, was hard. I lost two toenails. It was a struggle from that final. It was hard, but it was the first time where I feel like I got to really experiment with what I could do Yeah, and like being vulnerable in certain ways. So, you know, there were a lot of fights over hot sauce in that house. But other than that, it was a good time. So I would F that one for sure.
That turkey house, though, brings out something in you.
It does. So it brought out some.
That's the camera. That's a surveillance house.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, it definitely. Yep. I remember Anissa was.
Yep, all over the house. Bye. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad we got through that game. That was fun.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Let's talk about another really hot topic, TJ Lavin.
TJ!
Because Anissa, you were on TJ's first season, The Gauntlet 2.
And I
know you. We all know you here. We know what kind of girl you are. When you see somebody walk in that's super hot, you cannot stop yourself from talking.
Well, I was very gay then, so there was no way. But I could say somebody's attractive.
Yeah.
And then a couple seasons later, I mean, TJ lifted up his shirt one day. I'm like, oh! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them!
The whole pack is there.
Yes. But he's also, like, so cool about stuff, like, and he felt like your homie, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just there was that appeal of like the untouchable host.
Do you feel like he was nicer because you've known TJ since before the accident and after the accident? Mm-hmm. Do you feel like he got tougher on the competitors after the accident, especially given all that we've seen him?
He's always been like, you're not quitting. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you doing? He's always had that mentality. I think now it's like that, and don't take for granted your body and these opportunities that you get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they only come around once in a lifetime. We're lucky that we can get to do this over and over again, as he, I'm sure, feels lucky that he's able to be here with us to witness it. So I watched his road to recovery and I was in tears. I'm like, I didn't know you had to go through all of that to come back. And I'm bitching about walking out on this ledge. It really puts things into perspective. He has always been first this Hawkeye, now this big brother type of thing. Mm-hmm. Like this person you never want to disappoint. So
that's very true. You never want to disappoint TJ. Like, I'll make everybody else in the cage. I don't care about y'all feelings, but him, it was just something about it. Like, I cannot disappoint TJ.
Yes.
And even like, I remember one of my greatest memories with him was the final elimination of the season, actually, of War of the Worlds. And he was like, you a bad mother, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what? I got weak in the knees. I was like, stand up, stand up, stand up. But it's just something about hearing him say that after looking up to him for so many, you know what I'm saying? Like, yes, like it was like you got the approval of the dad. Like, I did it. You know what I mean? So yeah, he's definitely a staple and such an important part to this whole entire operation.
Mm-hmm. TJ is just iconic. And it's funny because coming into the house super prissy and girly, like I brought probably like 12 pairs of heels and a bunch of dresses, you know, and a full makeup. We would do makeup classes in my room, which was the boys' room I was sharing with Bananas and Crew. So it was just, you know, I really think TJ was like, she got on the wrong plane and came to the wrong show. And, you know, but our relationship, I feel like, evolved. And I have so much respect for TJ. And I've become a little bit of a hard ass, but like his take on not quitting, I've kind of adopted, like, and especially after seeing the footage in the documentary, right? Yeah. Like, really, he gets to own that don't quit, because he did not quit and he accomplished something that like so many people would have given up. To Anissa's point, right? Like, we're on a ledge or we're doing something and like we're feeling like, we can't do this. And like to think of all that he had to do and to come back, you know, bigger and better than ever, just. His words mean something. His perception means something. And he is certainly the perfect host. And now, you know, when we do this podcast and we see the new seasons, anytime somebody even looks like they're going to quit, yeah, I'm side-eyeing, I'm judging them with the weight of TJ, because like that, the challenge is known for being no matter what, you just don't quit.
Press on. Yeah. Unless your body gives out and you can't.
But that's not quitting. Like, because that's your body. You go until the wheels fall off. Yes. Right. When the wheels fall off, they fall off. But you pulling yourself out before the wheel fell off, you know, then you're quitting.
Like, if you can say, I can't do this anymore, then you're quitting. You should be at a point where you can't say it anymore.
Right.
Right. Right. Right. And if you're medically DQ'd, you're not quitting. Yeah. Because that's not, you know, like that's not in your hands. Like that's not an on you thing. But if you just opt out, then you're quitting. And I think there's when we look at the challenge and all the people that have done this show and all the people that will, I think if we had to divide it in two categories, there are the quitters and there are those who never quit. Yeah. And I think those who never quit are the ones that have defined this show are the reason why we have the challenge super fans that we do, that hear Anissa's name and see Tori and meme Davon all the time. And, you know, because they resonate with that and because that inspires them. And it's so cool to be a part of a show that, you know, embodies that.
I feel that so deeply. And I also love how we got that little tease of TJ talking about quitters in the next preview for the next season.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We get a little tease of like, oh, somebody's about to get roasted.
Yeah, as they should.
Can't wait to watch it.
Exactly. You know, like you said, watching that entire story of his, it's like, you don't want to disappoint him. So I'm really excited. This season coming up is going to be absolutely fucking fuego. Oh, I am so excited.
I have anxiety.
I am so excited to talk about it with you guys.
I'm talking shit in my interviews.
Oh, Lord.
Ooh. Ooh. Oops. You get older and you stop caring what all these people think of you.
I love that.
I mean, I just.
We want you guys to give us all the tea.
It's not mean stuff, but. This was
we know, Anissa, you can be Petty LaBelle. We know. We already know.
But you know what, Anissa? I feel like you've earned I really don't care what you have to say title. You've earned that. You know what I'm saying? All the work that you put in at this point, it's like, I'm going to be here. You here because I was here. So.
Right.
Thank you very much. And I am getting that t-shirt. If I go on another season, you're here.
Because I'm here.
Period.
Yeah, I like that.
And that is it.
Well, it's been great discussing the first two episodes of The Challenge Untold History with all of you. So much fun. I can't wait to do it again next week and to go over all the deets and get all the tea. But in the meantime, for those who want to follow along with you guys, including you, Petty LaBelle, Anissa, where can they find you guys on social?
Go ahead, Tori.
You guys can find me at Tori_Deal. I stay off Twitter because it scares me. But yeah, find me on Instagram, DM me, and we'll try to answer any questions that you guys may have on the podcast. Anissa, where can we follow you?
You can follow me at Anissa MTV. I still can't get the MTV off. I don't know what to do, folks, but they said I'm going to lose my checky check mark. And as Davon said, you're here because I'm here. No, but really, Anissa MTV. I'm on Twitter, but I'm not on Twitter. It's just there. I don't really like it either. It's troll city. But send us your listener questions. We love to talk to you guys.
Well, as the mayor of Twitterville, USA.
I knew that was coming. Knew it was coming.
Hey! I'm going to need y'all to stop speaking about my people. You can find me on Twitter at DayDayVon_, or you can find me on Instagram at DayVonDiane_, TikTok at DayDiane_. And yes, we're going there, Devin. You can find me on YouTube at DayVonDiane.
No, you can't. She's not on her YouTube that often, but go follow it anyway. You can find me on Instagram, Devin Simone. That's Devin with a Y, Simone with an I. You can also find me on Twitter at Devin Simone. You can find me on TikTok, but they're haters. That's Devin_Simone. And my YouTube channel is actually worse than DayVon's. So, who don't really go look for
look
me.
Look at that, people. There. We have the truth.
I think we need to big up our shit tour. Should we take it to TikTok?
I'm so bad. It just lives in my phone. So it took me 12 hours to back up my phone today because of all the crap that's in here and not on social media. But anyway, DayVon, what should they do if they like this episode?
Hey, if you like this episode, rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And tell a friend. Here we
all
go.
Of them.
Your mama, your auntie, your daddy, your cousin, your
sister,
nephew, your brother,
dog.
Your neighbor down the street, your dog, your cousin Pookie, Uncle Ray Ray, all of them. Because we need rates and reviews from them all.
I lost my shit. Oh my God. Also, you guys, you can catch 2 new episodes of The Challenge Untold History next week starting at 8 p.m. on MTV.
And we'll see you back here next week for a brand new episode of MTV's official Challenge Podcast.
Woo! You love us.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with 2 young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.